Raf Epstein on ABC Radio Melbourne and Victoria.
It's one thing to have a disagreement or to be fired up by someone you hear on the radio or see saying something on Facebook. What happens when that's in your house? Yeah, you gather everyone together. Might be Australia Day. Maybe it's something else. What are the issues that divide us? Climate change. What happens when the division is internal? It's inside your family. Life and other catastrophes today. What's it like in your family? The issue of Australia Day. Did you even talk about it yesterday, January 26th, Invasion Day, Australia Day? Did it even come up? How did you deal with it? 1300 222 774. Anne Hollands joins us once again. She's the director of the Australian Institute of Family Studies. Hi, Anne.
Hi, Raf.
So, Anne, maybe some ground rules. Is the disagreement I have with someone in my family, is that different to the way I approach a disagreement with someone outside my family?
Sometimes it is. You know, I think sometimes we're a little bit more polite outside the family. And
We're more polite outside the family?
I think sometimes we are, unfortunately. You know, we're more emotionally impacted within the family, and maybe there's a history of just letting fly with your views. But also we can get more upset because within the family you're meant to think the same, you know. And you know, you mentioned climate change is another issue. I think lately, the last few years, there's been quite a lot of big issues like this that are causing problems in family. Marriage equality was another one.
Yes, a couple
of years ago. And, you know, all of it gets...
Forgive my interruption, Anne, but I'm fascinated. I thought you were going to say the conversations inside family are more polite, but you're inclined to think that they're a bit rougher and a bit more robust inside a family.
A bit more uninhibited. You know, well, look, every family's different,
sure.
Of course. Some are very polite and perhaps are even avoid having the conversation, right? But I think compared to friends or colleagues at work or someone like that, within the family I think we have higher expectations of perhaps seeing things the same, and we're more likely to let loose, particularly if we've had a bit of alcohol. So I think the thing is this, that there's always going to be disagreements in any human relationship, and we've got to really ask ourselves the question, you know, how important is it to win this argument versus how important is the relationship to me, and to take a longer term view about what matters most. Because I've seen so many situations where a disagreement on an issue can turn into a rift in the family, like a feud, and that can go down through the
generations. Do you think politics leads to family rifts?
Yes. Oh, well, if it's handled badly. You know, religious disagreements, for example, and anything that goes to values or beliefs, and perhaps handled badly without respect, this can end up being quite an intergenerational feud. And of course, other people are damaged by that. You know, grandchildren miss out on relationships with grandparents and so forth if you don't take that longer term view. So I think, you know, really you have to be careful. And I think these days, sometimes it gets inflamed by social media. We use social media to vent our views. And sometimes our family members are reading what we're putting up there, and that can actually make things worse.
Oh, it's a whole new area of conflict with family. Family responding to you on social media.
Correct. I was alerted to this recently, and it's something new. I think, you know, it used to be when you got together for Christmas, this would all arise, but no, we're a bit uninhibited. We're venting our views. We feel quite entitled to express our views strongly, and that can put us offside with family.
Well, look, I'm fascinated by that. If you've had conflict with family online, oh, I hadn't even thought about that. That's delicious. 1300 222 774. And I'm really interested from Anne, her perspective, saying maybe you're more likely to have a rougher, tougher disagreement on these divisive issues like the 26th of January or climate change, whatever, more likely to be more robust inside a family. I'd not even thought, I'm just trying to work out what's right. You're opening up worlds of possibility. Rosemary's on the Gippy Highway. What do you want to tell us about, Rosemary?
Hi, Raf. Look, I had a bit of an altercation a week ago when I went to visit some friends down at the beach, and I was with their broader extended family, and so when I arrived, there was no one at the house because they were all out down at this particular pub.
Uh-huh.
And then my close friends were going on to something early that evening, so the extended family came back, who I've known for years, and they're right back, and they'd had quite a lot to drink, and it was rah, 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 pouring more drinks. And somehow it got on to, you know, the bushfires, and, you know, I've got family that are affected, etc. And I said, look, I really think, you know, ScoMo's got to go. I actually think he's dangerous and in his position. One of the other family members, who's a really big guy, and, you know, he means well, you know.
And do you know him, Rosemary, or you hadn't met him before?
I've known him. I meet him, you know, once or twice a year.
Yeah, okay.
You know, he's a very nice person generally, you know, means well, blah, blah, blah. However, also very right-wing, and he just had too much to drink, basically, and he just roared at me. And he said, I'm not taking this, you know. This is just not right. You know, Scott Morrison is doing everything he can. You know, he's mobilised the reserve forces, hasn't been done before, blah, 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 all this sort of stuff, not true. And I said, well, what about all those fire chiefs that, you know, tried to have a good chat to him, I think, way back, you know, early last year, you know, alerting him that there was real danger coming up, but he just wouldn't see. He said, that never happened. That's a load of rubbish.
So, Rosemary, forgive my interruption. I'm very curious. I'm not, in this instance, the merit of the arguments. I want to put that to the side because you're a regular attendee, I'm assuming, this family, and you know this person. What was going through your head, and how did the other family members respond?
Well, everyone was just sort of, I mean, there were two other people there, and they were, you know, wife and sister-in-law, and one of them said, oh, for God's sake, you know, blah, blah, blah. But basically, we had to let it go because he kept saying, you're wrong, and I said, well, you're wrong. So, and then 2 days later, we were having lunch out on the deck, and I thought it was just all, you know, nice and easy, and my friends were there as well, who weren't there at that time. And so I just looked up that particular article talking about the fire chief going to meet.
Oh, yes.
Trying to meet Scott Morrison back in April, and I just said, look, you know, with respect...
Oh, you took the conversation up with him again 2 days later?
Yeah. I just was sitting around lunch. I said, with respect, you know, you're entitled to have your own opinion, but I'd just like you to have a little look at this, because here is, you know, an article saying that what you said didn't happen, did happen. And so I passed it to him. He looked at it. He was pretty quiet. Passed it to the other two family members that were there. Everyone was a bit quiet. And lunch carried on as usual. But I got my point through.
You're with Raph.
Division, it is political, small p and capital P political division inside a family, large or small. Life and Other Catastrophes today with Anne Hollands. Anne, we heard from Rosemary before her disagreement with the wider family of a friend, and she brought up what she thought was the punchline article, I guess, 2 days later. What were you thinking as she was relating that story?
I thought she was very brave to do that, and I'm not sure that I would have gone there to kind of pick it up 2 days later. Look, I think there was obviously alcohol involved.
Yes, yes.
And, you know, that is all, you know, big disagreements and alcohol just don't mix. There wasn't a lot of listening to each other's point of view, I don't think. And when someone starts to rant at you, and that's mixed with alcohol, then you're not going to be able to change their view. So I think it's a sort of a dignified exit is the best way to deal with that. And to remember, we need to remember that we always have a choice, even if the other person is being, you know, behaving in a very bad way, perhaps yelling, perhaps being abusive. If we can choose how we respond, and it's always better to be respectful and, if necessary, to remove yourself from the argument. I mean, really, it's a no-win when someone has just such strongly held views, perhaps on a very emotional basis. You're not going to win the argument anyway.
1300 222 774 is the phone number. And there's two texts here. Firstly, this one, I want your thoughts on these two. My family argue about Indigenous rights, climate change and politics. I'm quite sensitive, but Mum and two brothers make fun of me and disrespect my views. Mum tries to stick up for me, but it's so, so tricky. I love them so much, but it makes it hard seeing them sometimes. I am glad you brought up this topic. And there's this one as well. Similar, I think. My husband and I have three young daughters. We eat venison only, not any commercially produced meat products at all. My husband hunts and dresses the meat. It's organic, free-range, paddock to plate. My mother and sister are trying to be vegan. They feed their pets commercial dog food. Yet my husband is evil because he shoots animals. P.S. We have many arguments and it's certainly divided us and our small family. So those two anonymous texters... I mean, look, there's a plethora of issues there. Vegan, climate change, Indigenous rights. Advice for them?
I feel exhausted for them for a start.
Yes.
You know, I'm living your pain here. I think it's very tricky times. We're living in times of rapidly changing social attitudes. Sometimes it crosses generations, so older people might tend to have certain views that are different to the younger generation. But, you know, sometimes it's not clearly on those lines. And I think we have to keep remembering what matters most here, that it's normal to disagree. Within human relationships, and that you're not going to be able to resolve every disagreement. So what are your options? Because taking that long-term view about what matters most, and it's the relationship that matters the most, not winning the argument. Obviously, there are some situations where it's a deal breaker. I can't think of, you know, perhaps your callers have got some deal breakers to offer, but most of the time...
issues around if you marry someone who's from a different religion or ethnic group and you encounter real prejudice around that might be...
Well, yes, if there's a rejection of your new partner or a rejection of you or whatever, you know, like I think there are some situations that are so hurtful they cannot be managed even by not having the argument. But I think most of the time we choose to engage and it's not always a good outcome.
Someone sent in this very helpful text, a line that might help. Do you feel there is anything that someone could say that would change your view? Is that a good thing to introduce?
That's a great question. That's a great question because usually the answer, if they were being honest, would be no. I mean, if they say yes, what would make you see it? What would cause you to see it differently? What would you need to see or hear? You know, that's a constructive way of having a disagreement on the issues rather than ranting and raving at each other.
And the social media aspect of this is pretty entertaining as well. Well, not entertaining. I guess food for thought is probably the right way to frame it. My sister unfriended my brother on Facebook when he was being difficult. Recently, his wife and daughter unfriended her after some unpleasant texts between them. I've always said, just don't be on Facebook. That's from Alison. And someone else, some family members I rarely see have left aggressive and unnecessary political climate change related comments on my Facebook page. I wonder if they would be so overt if they were speaking to me in person. That's from Edwina in Ballarat. So what would you say to her, Anne? So that's extended family, I guess, who they don't see that often, leaving really, well, she's calling it aggressive and unnecessary comments about climate change. What does she do about that?
Well, it's hard to give advice not knowing exactly the context. But the general advice might be if there are sensitive issues like this that are causing distress, then don't be friends with your family on social media. I mean, just don't go there. Leave it for a face-to-face interaction if you have to have the conversation, because we're more likely, I think, to behave in a civil way in person. It does not always, but I think it's more likely.
Now, there's two conversations going on here. We have been talking about the 26th of January. We're also talking about when that division over that date is inside your family. John has called from Lockhart in New South Wales. John, what did you want to say?
Yeah, good day, Brett. How are you, mate?
Yeah, good. What do you want to mention?
I've got a completely alternative view. The people on the first fleet, now think about this, the people on the first fleet, I really don't think there was one person who actually wanted to be here. The soldiers, if they rebelled, would have been flogged. The convicts would have been flogged. I'm pretty sure no one wanted to travel all the way around the world to the complete unknown and thought, oh, yeah, this is a great idea, let's go.
People who but sent them were interested in exploiting the opportunity.
All those people were forced to come here.
And what's the implication of this for 26 January for you, John?
Well, it's not actually, it shouldn't be the 26th, it should be the 23rd, that's when they actually got here. But anyway, what I was going to say is this, I'm a Republican, and I think that Australia Day should replace the Queen's birthday when we become an abrupt republic.
Ah, okay. So, John, I'm fascinated. When you say this stuff, do you ever mention this stuff to family gatherings, that sort of thing?
Yes, I
and
do.
How's it go down?
They all think I'm crazy.
Oh, so how do you deal with that?
No, they don't.
Oh,
They think Pa knows best, and then they just leave it alone.
Oh, I'm sure they don't, John.
But
I'm
when
sure
you go,
don't.
When you dive into it,
yeah,
really think about it. Who the hell wanted to be on one of those ships?
Well, the people who send them did. I don't know, John. Interesting. I'm interested to know how people deal with this inside their family as well. And I engaged in a conversation with someone in my family. I'm just interested in the whether or not you think it can get to a positive place, because what happened with me and this other person who's the generation above me, everyone else actually cleared out of the room. And we just sat there. It took about half an hour, but we did manage to go through two or three significant differences. It was the climate change conversation. I think that was worthwhile. So I guess what I'm saying is maybe if you both approach it in good spirit and you also significantly spare the other members of the family the conversation, there can be reward, can't there, for genuine engagement?
Absolutely there can. Look, in your case, that wasn't a performance for the benefit of others. It was just the two of you having a deep and meaningful conversation about matters that were important to each of you. And it's likely that both of you, at least most of the time, were trying to listen to the other person.
I like to think so, yes.
And if you can do that, and if you can listen and really try and stand in the other person's shoes, then you're much, much more likely to come to a point where, you know, you move closer to each other, not necessarily in the moment change your views, but you at least move closer, and that might itself actually having a positive resolution to that, even to that degree, could strengthen that relationship rather than damage it. So if handled well, disagreements can actually bring you closer. It's just that we're often not very good at that.
Do you think there's more, or is there more disagreement inside families because there's more rancorous debate publicly?
I think we've been through an interesting period the last few years. This is just my own personal view. But, you know, when you look at the issues that we've been covering in this conversation, we've look at the influence of social media around us, and maybe a little bit of a move towards a sort of a culture of entitlement that everyone's going to, you know, amplify their views, broadcast them somehow. And then, you know, and think back a few decades when, you know, each generation in a family voted the same, for example. We didn't have those sorts of external influences, and we were a bit more respectful of our elders. There was that sort of culture where, you know, it's just so completely different now. And these issues, as I said before, it is tricky living in the midst of rapidly changing social attitudes, and that's what we're going through. You know, we might find, we look back in 5, 10 years, 20 years, and we go, that was a real time of turmoil in this country. But that's where we are right now. And the family, which is our most important sort of group, our support team at the best of times, these are the people we rely on. That's where it's going to hurt the most if we find ourselves disagreeing strongly at the level of values and beliefs.
And thanks so much for your time once again.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Anne Hollins is the director of the Australian Institute of Family Studies. I'll leave you with that text. This was the shortest text, probably the most pertinent in terms of advice. A line that might help. Quote, do you feel there is anything that someone could say that would change your view? that might give you a guide about whether or not that conversation is worth pursuing.